Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's uh-huh. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Uh-huh. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging. My dog, now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Peace up to the riders, cocaine suppliers, yeah. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Let's go to Highland, check it hit the wall. Now we won't fall, yes, yes, y'all, yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall, yeah. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clacking, how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. The hottest nigga on the grind. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. I'm something harder, getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black ghost, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Instagram is good because you're tuning into BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we will be going to pop in as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started with some great, well, I was about to say music, but let's get this show started. About to say music because, you know, usually at this time, not this, you know, I'm doing a music show, but oh, my mind is somewhere else today. Yep, my mind is somewhere else today.
So, you know I'm not a politic person, but you gotta speak on it because people listen, and they might be into politics. Well, Kevin McCarthy is out there as Speaker of the House but on the Republican side. Yep, they ousted his ass out. And the Republicans tried to get the Democrats to vote for him to stay. And as I'm looking, you know, as I'm reading the story, or the article, put it this way, about Kevin McCarthy, right? As I'm reading the article, it said he was the one that started the inquiry on Joe Biden to be impeached, right? That he was the one who started all of that, right? Yep. He was the one who started all of that. And I'm like, well, all that stuff happened for Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Joe Biden wasn't in no political office at the time. But remember, he was vice president the two times that Barack was in office. And then after that, you know who we got. We got Trump. We got 45, whatever you want to call him. We got him as president after that. So Joe Biden wasn't even in any political office at the time all this stuff happened. So the Republicans are trying to impeach Joe Biden for what his son did when he wasn't even in, when he had, even if he knew about it, he had nothing to do with it. He was not in political office at the time all of this went down. So you can't impeach him. It's not his crime. You can't impeach the president for their sons, a daughter, wife, crime. You can't impeach the president because of what his son did. Well, Kevin McCarthy's ousted as a speaker. He says he's not going to run to try to get the seat back. He said he's not doing any of that. Now, like I said, I'm not into politics, but, you know, even though, you still got to speak on it. And crazy. Like, you want to impeach Joe Biden for what his son did, but all the crimes that Trump committed, you don't want to say that he committed them. That's crazy, right? When you think about it, that's crazy. Donald Trump is the only president who got impeached twice. Donald Trump is the only president who got impeached twice and got 1,000 indictments under his name. Well, he didn't get impeached because he was still, but that had an impeachment put on him twice. And to tie into all of this political stuff, I seen a video earlier that Sexy Red is backing Trump. And the only reason why she's backing Trump is because Trump got black people out of jail when he really didn't. He pardoned a few celebrities, yes. He pardoned a few celebrities, but those, see, you're not seeing what's going on behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, these celebrities paid Donald Trump money so they could be pardoned. Because trust me, if they didn't pay him money, they would still be in jail. Because what reason would Donald Trump have to pardon Kodak Black, Lil Wayne? What reason would he need to pardon them? Like, for real, what reason would Donald Trump need to give them a pardon? Crazy, y'all. Like, you know, as an artist, you be you, right, as an artist, but when you jump into a political arena you don't know nothing about, you're a fool. Kelsey Ray is a fool for backing Trump. And if you think by backing Trump is going to help get your boo, because you saw the picture online, there's a picture of her laying in bed with a dude that had a ankle monitor on. He's on house arrest. So if you think whoever your boo is, if you think Trump's going to pardon, if Trump became president again, Trump is not pardoning him. You don't have enough money for Trump to pardon anybody. And I doubt it if you still be about as an artist come next year. Yep, come next year, I doubt if he will still be mentioning your name, Sexy Red. Oh, We know football season has started, and I could say this season is a crazy season because teams you think are going to do good this season are not doing good this season. Teams that are somewhere in the middle is kind of coming out on top. Look at the Cowboys. The Cowboys is, I think, 3-1 right now, or 4-1 right now. Let me pull up,
see if I can pull up the NFL stats. I'm going to pull up NFL stats.
I know I jumped from politics to something totally different because I can't anymore talk about politics. Oh, before I give myself a headache. So right now, this is a wrong stat. I asked for stats, he gave me the wrong stat. 49ers and the Eagles are undefeated as of right now. Yep. Right. So far, 49ers. Okay. Oh, these are giving me the top players as of the season. I don't want the top players. I just want wins and losses. I just want wins and losses. Okay, it keeps giving me the stats of the players, which I didn't want. So we already know that San Francisco and the Eagles. We already know that they're the top. They're undefeated, those two. See, we already know that. And my team is the Cowboys. They're doing good. Yeah, I know for sure that they will be okay, let's see here. NFL. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Finally got the, so we got the AFC East. The Bills is at the top. They and Miami is tied. The Bills beat Miami. I thought Miami was going to win that game. But nope. The Bills took that game. So they're 3-1. Patriots. Oh, my Lord. Patriots and the Jets are tied for 1-3. I wasn't expecting the Patriots to be this low. Not the Patriots. Bill Belichick, what's going on over there? What's going on over there, Bill Belichick? Now we got the AFC North. The Ravens is 3-1. Steelers is 2-2. Browns is 2-2. Bengals is 1-3. Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. So we got the AFC South. The Colts is 2-2. Jaguars is 2-2. Texans, Titans is 2-2.
AFC West, the Chiefs is 3-1, Chargers is 2-2, Raiders is 1-3, Broncos is 1-3. I don't know what the hell y'all doing. I wasn't expecting. Now, I'm telling the game that was a 70-point game, that was Miami. That was the Miami game. And I think they were playing the Broncos. I think they were playing the Broncos. And they played on that one, they played the Broncos. Okay. So, right now, the Eagles, the Cowboys is 3-1. Commanders is 2-2. The Giants is 1-0. I've never been a fan of the New York teams, even though I'm from New York. The Jets was doing good. The Jets was doing good. I could say the Jets was doing good in the beginning, because I don't know what, and then, because they won that game against the Bills, I think. They won the game against the Bills. And then after that, you know what it is? You know what I think it is when one of the best players on your team get hurt and you count on them, you know, and this is one of those players you count on to help y'all win the game, and you feel like, it feel like the morale went down. I think once Aaron Rodgers got hurt on the Jets and Zach had to fill in, I think the morale of the players went down. I think the morale of the players went down, and that's why they're not doing so good. But they're doing better. Even though the Jets and the Giants have the same record, I would say even without Aaron Rodgers, that the Jets will have a better season than the Giants. Even without Aaron Rodgers, I think the Jets will have a better season than the Giants. So the Lions at 3-1, that is a shocker. That to me is a shocker, to have the Lions at 3-1. Green Bay is 2-2. Vikings is 1-3. Damn. I would have thought the Vikings would have a better. Now, I've mentioned this before. There are five teams in the NFL that I like. That is the Cowboys. That is the Dolphins. That is the Bears. That is the Steelers. I'm missing one. The 49ers. Those are my teams that I like in the NFL. And for the Bears to be 0-4, and then the damn game they just recently played, that they had the game, but towards the end, they let the other team just catch back up and take the game. How do you do like that? Well, you had the game, and then you give it away, and the other team winds up winning. Well, the Panthers is 0-4, so we already know by this ranking, the Bears and the Panthers definitely not making it to the playoffs. By this ranking right here, we already know the Bears and the Panthers is not. 49ers, my 49ers is doing good. And I'm looking at, you know, some of these teams, and I'm like, some of these teams should be where the 49ers are. Not, well, close to, but not. I'm not going to. I don't know what it is. I guess certain teams they intimidated by certain teams, I guess. But I'm not, do you have a better record than what they got? And tomorrow's game is I'm trying to I'm trying to see who's tomorrow's game. What tomorrow's game? Thursday's game is the Bears and the Commanders. Oh my Lord! Thursday game is my Bears against the Commanders. Oh my Lord! The Commanders are 2-2. The Commanders are 2-2. And then we got the next game is and Giants. We already know Dolphins are going to win that. Dolphins are going to win that game. And I know a lot of you sport people out there probably saying, five teams? Should I have five teams in the NFL? Usually people have one or two, but five? Yep. And you know why I think I like the teams is because of certain players on the team. I think that's why, you know, I was a fan. But it's all good. It's all good. You know what? It is all good. Because in my household, we are household divided. And the reason why I say we are household divided is because every single person in the house likes a different team. So my sister is a Giants fan. My nephew, my oldest nephew, he is a Jets fan. My other nephew, I don't know what team he a fan of, but he does love the sport of football. My brother is a Steelers fan and another team, but I think Steelers is top over the other team. I don't know what my other brother's team is. I think when you are a fan of the sport, you don't care who wins. You just want to see a good game. So Thursday night's game, you know, we got the Bears against the Commanders. I want my boys to win, but I'm not gonna put any faith. I know they say, oh, you got to have faith in your team. I don't know. Because the Commanders are 2-2, so I don't know how this is going to play out. Jaguars Bills on Sunday, 9:30 a.m. I'm going with Bills over the Jaguars. The afternoon game. The 1 o'clock game, we got Saints and we got Patriots. I think I will go, I'm going to go on the side of the Saints, but you never know. The Patriots may pull it out. You never know. Things could change. You never know. The Patriots may pull it out. We got the Titans against the Colts. So, nephew's team is playing against the Titans. Nephew ain't playing in the game, but I do want the Colts to win. But you never know with this. You never know. They both, I think, the Titans and the Colts have the same record, 2-2. So you never know how this is going to go, even though I want nothing, just team to win. Ravens-Steelers. I am a Steelers fan, but you never know how it's going to go. And I think they have the same record, 2-2. Panthers-Lions. The Lions are doing good this year. So I'm going to go for the Lions on this one. But like I said, you never know. Going for the Lions, but you never know. The Panthers might take it. Texans, Falcons. When the season started and the Falcons played, and I didn't watch the game, but I saw the score and I thought the Falcons won. I said, what? That shocked me that the Falcons won. And the Falcons ain't doing too bad this season. Because the Falcons are one of the teams you never see make it to the playoffs. So, they might have a chance this year. You got Giants against the Dolphins. And the Bengals is playing the Cardinals. Now, I think I was listening to a podcast. I can't remember which podcast. And it was like Joe Burrow. Because I think Joe Burrow is the quarterback for the Bengals. It was like, even though he's playing, they think he's hurt. But he's not letting them know he's hurt. So you know when you know they're paying you all that moolah, they can't have you sitting out in the new season. And they're paying you all this money. They're not paying you to sit on the sideline. They're paying you to be in the game. So, with this one, I'm going to have to give it to the Cardinals. But you never know, the Bengals may surprise me. That's if I watch the game. The Bengals may surprise me. And then the other 4 o'clock game is the Eagles and the Rams. I'm giving that to the Eagles, hands down. And then we got another 4 o'clock. We got another 4 o'clock game, which is the Jets and the Broncos. They both got shitty records, but I'm giving it to the Jets. I don't never root for the Jets, but on this one, I think I'm going to give it to the Jets. But you know, Russell Wilson may surprise me, and the win may go to the Broncos. The Chiefs and the Vikings, I'm giving that to the Chiefs. Damn, the Cowboys 49ers is the night game. It's the night game. My Cowboys are playing my 49ers. I hate it when my two teams play against each other because I like both, so it's like, dang. It's like I like both. I don't think the 49ers is gonna be 4-1. I don't think so. Not against the Cowboys. I think the 49ers against the Cowboys is gonna be 5-0. But you never know in these games, you know, the Cowboys could surprise us and make it 4-1 for the 49ers. And then Monday the 9th, you know, it's the Packers against the Raiders. On that game, I think I'm going to give it to the Packers. On that game, I might give it to the Packers. But you never know. You go one way, and then when you're watching the game, you know, by watching the game, you know, it may change. So, we shall see.
and shall see the Bears, though, against the Bears against the damn the Bears and the Commanders for the Thursday night game. I'm just if my boys don't pull it out, excuse me, y'all. I got 10 minutes to go. You know what I don't, when it comes to, is that when the team is fucking up, right, they always want to blame the one player, blaming the quarterback of the team, trying to put all of it on him when he's playing the plays you as the coach told him to play. So how you blaming him, the quarterback, when you the one gave him those plays to play in the game? Everybody's following the coach's plays. So if they're following the coach's plays and the coach's plays is not working, you can't blame the quarterback for them not winning the game. You can't. The coach has to take some type of the coach has to take some type of accountability when the team don't, when they fucking up. So they're playing your plays on the field. It's not some made up play that the quarterback just thought of, this is what we're gonna do. Nope. They are following your playbook. So if shit don't go right, you have to take some accountability as a coach. I also want to say congratulations to Simone Biles. Did I save it? I don't think I saved it. She qualifies to represent us in gymnastics. Yep. And the all around, she got the highest score. She did a trick that only male gymnasts do. And because she did it so well, they said that the name of the trick might be named after her. So congrats to Simone Biles. Congrats to Coco Gauff. It says Coco Gauff kicked off her career as a Grand Slam champion with a straight set victory against Katrina Alexandrova at the China Open. Playing her first match since winning the U.S. Open last month, Gauff overcame Russia's Alexandrova 7-5, 6-3 in Beijing on Monday, though she later admitted that she wasn't at her best level. The 19-year-old American raced in a 4-0 lead before Alexandrova responded with 2 breaks of serve to level the first set. Gauff, however, held her nerve and took the opening set with a superb backhand winner. The second set was more straightforward for Gauff as she held her serve throughout, getting the crucial break with a cross-court forehand at 3-2. She wrapped up the contest, her 13th win
and enrolled in an hour and 22 minutes when Alexandrova slammed a forehand into the net. Goff, who rose to number 3 in the rankings after defeating Belarus, Ariana, Sabalenka in the U.S. Open final 3 weeks ago, will now face Croatia's Petra Mrkić in the second round. Overall, I'm happy with how I was able to push through Stegov, who lost against Alexandrova in Berlin in June. It is how I like to play, probably not, but I knew coming in was going to be tough. That's coming from across the world. This is the first time here I knew it was going to be a tough match for me regardless. So congratulations to Coco Gauff. Congratulations to all the U.S. athletes competing to get to the Olympics. And I want to say congratulations to Anthony Nesty, the first Black U.S. Olympic swimming head coach. So congratulations to Anthony Nesty. This is the first time ever hearing his name when it comes to swimming and sports, especially competing on the level to make it to the Olympics. I'd never heard of his name. So congratulations to him. And I hope I see more Black males competing in this sport. It says, breaking, Mark Johnson and the New York Knicks are working on a deal to become a broadcaster for the team in 2023-24, reuniting him with Mike Green. Johnson played for the Knicks from 1987 to 1992. He could be Walt Frazier's when he retires. Okay. They're working on the deal. And he did play for the Knicks. Said he was his season was from 87 to 92. And I said I was a Knicks fan when Mark Johnson was a Knicks. So the same year I graduated high school, the same after I stopped being a Knicks fan. That's hilarious, y'all. The same year I graduated high school, the same year I stopped being a Knicks fan. Because Mark Jackson was no longer the Knicks. And, you know, when the Knicks do good, I give them their props. But that ain't going to make me a Knicks fan again. My nephew's a diehard Knicks fan. I'm sorry. I always say this to my own Knicks fans. I ain't been a Knicks fan since my childhood was on the Knicks. So, and he stopped being a Knick in 92. So,
like, I don't get it. The Knicks, he has some good players, but they can't get it together to even make it. Last year they did good. They made it to the second round because they always make it to the playoffs, but only make it to the first round, and that's it. Well, last year they did good. They made it to the second round, and then just booed it out. So, hey, I hope he gets the right money offer that'll make him a broadcaster with the Knicks, his former team. And I also want to say a congrats to kid's name,
Cameron Ray. He's a 15-year-old from Ohio. Graduated college at 15 with an associate's degree. He went to Tioga Community College. Yep, and he got his associate's in, he got his, it said what he got his associate's in. He was in the Ohio Credit College Credit Plus program. He was in that program. And like, he was only a junior in high school at the time. That's crazy. When you think about it, it's crazy. Most 15-year-olds are not even, they don't even want to go to high school. I don't think about going to college. But schools, a lot of high schools do have it, the programs where you can go take college credit so that when you, whatever you decide you want to major in for college, you can enter that program, take some of the classes for your major. So by the time, this is why a lot of kids wind up graduating early from college, from college, these high school programs that let them take college courses. So let's say your major is fine arts. And you know, listed under fine arts, it has a list of your electives you got to take. Not only your electives, but the actual courses that you have to take are part of your major. It was available, and you can take it. Why not? Once you start college, even if you don't go to that college, that once you start college, that some of those classes you will get accredited for. So let's say a class like Intro to Painting 101, whatever. Let's say that's one of the classes. If you take that, right, as while you're in high school, when you go actually go to college, they'll give you that as a, they'll count that as a credit for your major. When I went to school, I was like, oh, these are the classes I had to take for my major. But when going to a community college, it's hard to get some of the classes you need because depending on what they are, they fill up fast. So you take what you can get. And that's what I did the first semester when starting college. I took what I can get, and most of the time it might be one or two classes. That's it. And it could be your elective or one of the classes that's part of your major, and you mark that off. Then when you register for the next semester, you say, okay, this class is done, this class is done. Right, and you go through the classes you need to take. You're like, oh, these are the classes I have left. The thing I hate about what colleges do is they make you take an entrance exam, and an entrance exam consists of math, English, like, you know, and if you don't do good in the math, they put you in remedial math classes that you have to take before you can take the classes that you need to take as part of your major. And
because and what these what the college don't understand is that it's pushing them back. Say like, okay, even though community college basically is 2 years, right? You could finish in 2 years, but when because I didn't do well in the math on the entrance exam, I had to do remedial math, and let's say, right, you mess up on algebra. So now you got to do remedial algebra before you could take your regular algebra class. And then it's going to be like, because I remember I had to take remedial classes, and let's say it's a certain math, and let's say you got one, and then you got, and then the next one is two. So in order to get to your regular math class, you got to take one and two, but you can't take both of them at the same time. See, that's a problem. Because if I had to take remedial algebra, there's going to be an algebra two that I have to take after I take that one, before I could take my regular math class. You understand what I'm saying? And then when it comes to the English, they have the remedial English class that you have to take before you can take. So you got to take English 1, English 2, and then you got... Yep. That also, too, is when the classes you need to take are not available. So you say, okay, I have to take these many electives, so I'm just going to do my electives and get that over with. But then you find an elective you like I did, and you want to take all the classes part of that elective. And then, and what the problem with that is that you're taking more electives than you should have, and these classes don't count towards your degree, not all of them. And the thing is, another thing is that if you pass them, like me, I have the credits I need to graduate, but I don't have the credits I need that goes towards my degree. So you need a certain amount of credit, right? I have 56 credits that I, if I wanted to, I could graduate. But because all the classes that I need that goes toward my degree, I didn't take, I can't graduate until I take those classes. Can't get my degree until I take those classes. So that's what I'm saying. You got these remedial classes these students have to take, and then and they can't, until they pass those classes, they can't take the regular math class or English class they need in order to get their degree that they're seeking. You understand what I'm saying? So when they take the classes, they pass. And sometimes you can't get those classes because they fill up fast. They fill up fast. And they'll tell you somebody drops out, then you'll be able to get into that class. Other than that, they don't drop out. Nope, there's no space. Yep. I only, for me to get my degree, I got 5 classes left. I think it's two math classes, and I forgot the other 3, but I know 2 of them are math classes. I'm not good at math. No matter how much the teacher explains it, I will not get it. Yep. No matter how much the teacher explains it, I don't think I would get it. But if I was to be able to take those 5 classes, I would be able to finally get my degree. And then when you think about it, like some of the classes they're paired with your major is like, I'm never going to use this when I'm never going to use this in the real world when I get a job and what my major is. You understand what I'm saying? The crazy thing, you know, when in school, no matter if it's high school, no matter, you know, in school, you're learning subjects that when it's time for the real world, you're not going to even use in the real world. That's the crazy thing, is that you're going to learn subjects that you are not going to be using in the real world. And the stuff we need to know for the real world, they don't teach it in school anymore. Like, you know, how to be financially stable and all that jazz. They don't teach that stuff anymore. They took it out of school. And this is why some people go so broke. Because they wasn't ever taught about how to handle their finances. Yep, they was never taught it. Yep. Here's another sport. It's my girl Dawn Stanley, one of my favorite players. Dawn Stanley is the highest paid black female basketball coach with a $22.4 million contract. She's a women's college coach at South Carolina. And a lot of her players are in the WNBA. Not saying to go if you are a ball player to go there, but a lot of Aaliyah Boston, Aja Wilson are in the WNBA after being under her tutelage. Yep. Let's see what else I want to talk about with y'all. Happy birthday to Clifton Davis, 78 years old. If you don't know who he is, if you used to watch Amen with Sherman Hemsley, he was on that show. If you old school, then you know him from That's My Mama. I wanna share with y'all. So I'm Facebook friends with someone, and they put up a post to all radio stations talking about AM, FM, XM, college, online. Please send me your radio packages. Please. And then he put, this person put notes. If you play my music on your platform, please tag me in your post or notification and send me video and MP3 of you playing my music. So I guess he has an artist by the name of Sheena Graham. And the song is called Get Me High. Now, I've been doing this for 13 years now. I'm about to say 12. Last year was 12. This year is 13. Right? He must have produced the music for this artist. Right? And he's telling us, the radio people in radio, to send a radio package. I ain't never in my 13 years of doing radio ever had to send an artist a radio package. When I'm live on the air, I tell artists what they need to do to get their music played on the station. I tell them to call the number. When I mention the number, if I mention the email, I say contact the email, not tell them what to put in the email, right? Or I tell them email, I tell them what they need to do to get their music played. I've never, like I said, in 13 years of doing radio, ever sent an artist a package. If I say to an artist, I like it, send it to me for airplay, I tell them what exactly to do. Right. I tell them exactly what to do. I say, send your song in MP3 format, biopic. Some artists don't pay attention, don't follow instructions to a T. And if you're sending it in MP3 format, right, it's supposed to have the name of the song on it. You're supposed to let me know what the name of the song. I had an artist send me their song, but never told me what the name of the song is. So I played the song, but I could never give the title because the artist didn't give me the title. So the song was put on the board under their name. And so if I say I'm playing that particular song, I can never tell you the title because the artist never gave me the title. And by listening to the song, sometimes I can figure it out by listening to the song. But sometimes when you listen to a song and the artist repeats a phrase or a word a lot, sometimes that could be the title of the song. So I go by that sometimes. But I get tired, you know, when I put it out there for artists to send me their music and they don't, and then they post about looking for airplay. And I've never heard this song, so if I put the sound, because I'm sure he put the sound, he put a sound bite of it on the post, and even if I listen to it, as the radio host or radio DJ, that I'm going to like the song and want to play it. You got to think about that. Artists, you have to think about that. Just because the radio host, DJ, whatever you want to call them, listen to your music, don't mean they're going to like it enough to want to play it on their station. On this station, I play all genres. And if I like it, I'm going to definitely play it. If I tell an artist I'm going to play their music, I'm definitely going to play their music because I'm not one of them people to blow smoke up your ass to, you know, to tell you what you want to hear and then turn around and do the opposite. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not one of those where I tell you, get your people to call in for you to be in, for you to get spins or to be in rotation when I go live and do my music show. No, if I like it, I'm going to play it. And I'm going to continue to play it whenever, depending on what genre you're in. So if you're R&B, whenever I play R&B, if I like it, it's always going to get played when I play R&B. If it's hip-hop, it's always going to get played when I play hip-hop. If it's country, it's always going to get played when I'm playing country. You understand what I'm saying? You put
put this post out there. He got 3 comments. So 3 likes. So let me see if there's any comments. Nope. No comments, just likes. So the song must, if he got 3 likes, the song must be okay. Say he's good. I say it must be okay because he got 3 likes. For me, you know, I'll put a post out there. You know, if the artist is looking for airplay, what they need to do. And if they contact me or they have their managers contact me, please follow the instructions to a T when you told what to do. Do not send MP4 format. Do not send WAV. When I say send MP3 is what you need to send. Make sure you have a picture attached and a bio. Please don't write me back talking about what is a bio. You are an artist. You should know what a bio is. You understand what I'm saying? You're an artist. You should know what a bio is. Send me more than one song. Make sure each song is labeled with the right title. Because I would hate to be playing your song and calling it the wrong title because that's the title you gave. But I think I had an artist send me a couple of songs, but the title didn't go. He had the title, like, when he sent the MP3s, he wrote the titles and he wrote them in the wrong order. So it's like, you know, let's say Love Me is the song, is one of the songs, but like the title might be like Kiss, right? The title might be Kiss and I'm thinking that's the first song, but no, it's actually Love Me. So make sure everything is correct when you're sending out your music to radio stations. If your manager's sending out your music, make sure they know how to spell your artist name correctly. Because I've done that where my artist tell me their name, they send me their music, and I'm spelling it the way it sounds, but they spell it different. Like my girl Clever Thoughts, when she sent me her music, and okay, this is Clever Thoughts, so I was spelling it CLEVER. But she was like, "Nah, you spelling my name wrong. It's CLEVA." I was like, "Oh, okay." She corrected me, and you know, I've been saying it. I say it right when I say it, but I'm an R&B artist. When he sent me his music and I debuted it, I was saying his name wrong. He let me know I was saying his name wrong. And I think I still say it wrong because either Lydell or Liddell. And I know some people don't like to have their names said wrong. They feel some type of way about it. But I always spell it out so that if I say it wrong when I spell it out, people are like, "Oh, okay, this is how it was spelled." So, you know, I don't mean to, you know. I'm not saying your name wrong out of malice. It's just I'm figuring it out. As long as I spell it right, so when people go to search you, they can find you, it's all good. Yeah. Like,
even though you may be the producer of the music, it technically is not your music. It's the person who's singing it's music that we're playing. I don't announce it. If you're the producer, I'm not announcing your name when I'm playing the song. If the person, the artist's name is Sheena, so when I'm playing the song, I'm going to be saying Sheena's name, not yours. See, radio stations is not going to artists to get music. We're not. We're not coming up. We'll make a post, you know, on air, on our social media saying we're looking for artists. But if we see a post that an artist made and said, you know, this is my new song, like, I've seen, you know, artists have posted, you know, snippet of their new song, and if I like it, I tell them to send it to me for airplay. And, you know, they say thank you. And a lot of these artists, I'm still playing to this day. But he's saying when you're playing my music, when we're announcing who the artist is, we're not saying your name, we're saying the artist's name. And when they go look, when people go look it up to go take a listen through all the streaming platforms, her name is coming up, not yours. You're the producer. Yep. Yeah. So, if you are an artist and you're looking to get your music played, you ain't got to worry about having your people request music, because we don't do that over here. We just play your music. Because a lot of these stations is, I've shared this story before, and I'm going to share it again, right? This music I played, a producer who I interviewed, they linked up, put a song together. The producer got an interview with another on the radio station. And because, you know, because I interviewed this producer, and I've done interviewed the artist and played their music, I said, you know what, I'm going to support. So I checked out the interview, and it was going great. So the DJ said to the person he was interviewing, who said, if you want your song in rotation, you need to get your peoples to call the morning request, and it'll get in rotation. And as I'm sitting, I'm listening to this interview, and I'm like, but what? People only tuned in because you're interviewing this person. They don't listen to your station on the regular. So they are not going to think about calling in to get the song of rotation. This is what I say for DJs out there that have their own radio station. If you like the song, just play it. Why go through or have the people request it? Because the people that liking it, they're not going to even think about your station to call in and request it. You're not Hot 97. You're not 105.1. You're not WBLS. So you're not one of those known stations for them to be like, yeah, I will call in. I'm not one of those known stations, so they're not doing it. I'm like, I don't listen to this station. I'm only listening right now because the person you're interviewing, I know, tuned in. You understand what I'm saying? It's like when I interview people, and if there's people tuned in, they're tuned in because of the person I'm in, because of the person I'm interviewing. Not because they on a regular listen to my station. No. And then, you know, other DJs I know who had stations was like, oh, yeah. Excuse me, y'all. They was like, we'll give you an interview and some spins for $50. Right? But you have to think. If the station is charging you for spins, how many spins are you getting for the amount they're charging you? You have to think about that. And is it worth it, the interview and the spins? Because a lot of these stations that I've listened to in the past, the person you're on the air with at the moment only comes on one day of the week. So how many spins are you getting for what they're charging you? If they come on every Monday, let's say every Monday, 8 o'clock, right? And I've said this before, and I've tried to do the calculation, but if they come on every Monday at 8, right, it's only 4 weeks in a month. So depending on when the month, you might get 4 Mondays out of the whole month. So let me pull up the calendar, and I'm going to explain it while I got the calendar open. So we're in October right now. Right? This Monday that I just passed was the first Monday of the month. So more Mondays left. There's 4 more Mondays left in this month, so there's 5 Mondays out of this month, right? And like I said, if the person comes on every Monday at 8, right, who would say that they're going to be playing whatever genre your song is on that day? Like I tell you on this station, I play all types of genres, so one day I might be feeling country, one day I may be feeling rock and roll. If your song don't fit in either of those genres, it's not going to be played on that day. Not that it won't get played, it just won't get played on that day because I'm playing country or I'm playing rock and roll, and your song does not fit with the genre. So you have to say to yourself as the artist, is it worth it? October has 5 Mondays, so you figure, okay, how many spins out of that one Monday are you getting? Because I know for me, when I debut a song, I used to do this, but I don't really do it that much anymore, is where I debut it, play the song in the beginning, and then I play it again towards when we're logging off. We're getting off air, put it that way. And then I would do a bonus hour and play it again. So if I really like the song, you will get in one show maybe 3 spins. And the reason, if I really like it, I play it again to beat it in the head of the listener so that they can go and, you know, download the song, support the artist, get them familiar with the song. And like, oh, you know, this is a nice song. And then they were like, oh, I like the song. Right? But you have the action, so for the interview plus and the 50 covers, some spins, how many spins in the day are you going to get? Because some of them only come on one day out of the week. Now, me, I come on every day. So come on, every day at 11, except for the third Wednesday where I do the promotion business show, and I'm on at 9, but still in all. How many times in that one show are they going to be playing your music? It's for you to pay $50 for some spins, and they only come on one day. How many times in that one day are they going to play your music? Now, if I promise you, let's say 20. If I promise you 20 spins, right? And I come on Mondays, I only gotta play a song before Monday, right? I only gotta play a song before Monday. Because each Monday I'm playing 5, so we got 5, right, for the first Monday. That's next Monday, that's another 5, that's 10. Then next Monday, that's another 5, that's 15. Then the fourth Monday, that's another 5, that makes 20. Now, if I say I'm giving you 30 spins, then if I say I'm giving you 30 spins, and I'm only coming on a Monday, then for the last Monday, I play a song 5 times. But if I decide, let's just say, I decide out of one Monday I want to play country, but your song is not country, then you lose out on spins because I'm playing country. I'm not going to throw an R&B song or a hip-hop song in the middle of a country set. I'm not going to do that. Unless I'm playing everything, meaning all genres. Other than that, I would not play an R&B song in a country set. Nor would I play a hip-hop song or a rock song in a country set. So you got to be cautious when these stations say, oh, they chart, like, there's the amount for the interview and the spins. I said this many a times. I feel as a radio host, DJ, whatever you want to call me, that we need the music, the artists need the airplay. So why not just give them the airplay without charging them for it, because we're helping each other out. You as the DJ need the music. They as the artist need the airplay, so why not? Why not help each other out? You understand what I'm saying? Why not help each other out? If the station is charging you for interviewing spins, as far as the spins go, you need to make sure that it's worth it. If they say, well, we'll put you on rotation if your people call into the station and request the song. People don't listen to your radio station. They're not going to call in and request. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I love me some Jodeci. If Jodeci is on 105.1, and let's say DJ Envy is saying, well, you need to have your fans call in to request the songs to give them rotation, because it's 105.1, people are going to do that, call in to get Jodeci's song in rotation. But because most of these stations are independently owned, and not a big station like 105.1 is, that people, there's going to be people that don't listen to that station. And then because they don't listen to the station, they're not going to think to go and call and request your song. They're not going to be thinking. Yep. Because I was like, when I was listening to that interview, you say, oh, get your people to call in and request it.
Only but once they don't listen to the station, and the only time they listen is because you interview on her. So that means that this song is not going to get any spins. See, when you own your own, you can play whatever you want and no problem. When you're a DJ for somebody else's, you got to follow their rules of their radio station. And there's nothing wrong with following their rules. Getting out of no radio station, so he was not calling in requesting the song. So it's never going to be playing rotation. Unless the person themselves call in and keep calling in to request the song. Yep. I always say it's the barter system. You need them and they need you. So you're helping each other out. Yep. The same thing with producing an artist. When a producer makes the beat, they're looking for the perfect artist to either rap or sing over their beat. And if you're a producer who has your own studio, singer comes to you, they can help you out. If the singer comes to you looking for, you know, studio time, you know, they're trying to at least get a single out, you know, with the barter system, it'll help both of you out. It'll help you as the by letting this person sing on it. It'll help you getting people to get beats from you because of who you got. Because you got somebody sing. So that when the beat is dope. Because, you know, people say, oh, the beat is dope. And that's the last thing you hear from them people. Let's see. All righty. Let's see how much time we got left. Time we got left, because I think I'm going to end a little bit early. Give me a minute, y'all. 26 minutes. Okay. That means we're going to end early. I appreciate you. Always rocking with your girl. Keep rocking with your girl. I'm on the start of the radio. We got any topics you would like for us to discuss on BOE or Six and Road, you can email me at roadstarting2010@gmail.com with your name and your topic. If we decide to go with your topic, we will contact you to have you join us in the show since it's your topic, and you can discuss it on the show with us. You know, Six and Roll comes on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Rolling Stone Radio and Six Sides Radio Network. Yep. And BOE for the Pages of the Airways comes on every Wednesday except for the 3rd. At 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep. So I'm my indie artist out there that needs to play right here on the station. All you gotta do is hit me up at 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014, and I'll tell you how to get your music played. And if you miss, you also can hit me up at roadstar2010@gmail.com. as well as the Road to Stardom Facebook page and the Road to Stardom Radio Facebook page. If you're missing the show, go by Road to Stardom Radio. All you got to do is go to boxradio.com/Road to Stardom. The next one, Motion Business Show, is on the 18th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's where you, the entrepreneur, the business owner, artist, anyone with something to remove, call it to 34. Anyone with something to remove, call it to 845-277-9356. I'm about to give you the old station number. I'm going to give you the old station number
And you'll be calling that number, and you won't be getting through here. Yep. So just Google Rosa Starling Radio and see the many platforms we are on where you can listen. Now, I love playing through. If there's an old school song that you would love to hear on the station that we don't play, you can tell us the name, the artist and the name. We'll look it up. We'll get it and play it. They add it to the old school rotation. Yep. As you know, I will just start them and Success Radio Network is joining forces with the Helper Teacher Initiative. Well, we're going to help a teacher in our areas get the school supplies they need. If we don't get to do it, because it don't look like we're going to get to do it this year, but that is one of our initiatives, and we're going to continue to do that. We'll help the teachers getting the supplies they need for the school year. And if you want to be a part of that, send a donation to paypal.me/RoadToStardom or $RoadToStardom on Cash App. Make sure you put in the notes section to help the teacher initiative. And what we're going to do, what we're trying to do, put it this way, is pull up enough money that it covers the whole teacher's wish list, so they get everything, not just bits and pieces. They get everything that they need for the school year. And so we're helping six is in Ohio. I'm in New Jersey, so we're helping teachers in our area, and then we'll branch off into other areas and help teachers. But for right now, it's just teachers in our area. If you want to be a part of that, you can send us between 5 to 10 donations. And we'll get everything off the teacher's wish list. And when we send a note with the stuff, everybody who donated, they will be included so that the teacher knows who sent her the stuff. Yep. So, yeah. And we also have Black Forever Foundation that you can donate to by going to BOF, $BOF Foundation on Cash App, and PayPal is paypal.me/BlackOakForever, which is BLAKOKE Forever. We have the Black Oak Forever website. That's part of the foundation where you can buy an item from there. That'll also help the foundation. And we have different shirts that coincide with the initiatives we have that's connected with the foundation. Domestic violence, self-esteem, bullying. You'll see it on the site, the shirt. Also, if you want to help us keep the station going, you can do so by going to paypal.me/RoadToStardom or $RoadToStardom on Cash App. And whatever amount you feel you want to donate is much appreciated. And it will help me keep the station. Make sure in the notes section that you put, if you're helping with the initiative, you put, this is for the initiative, this is for the, the Help a Teacher initiative. But that's the donation to help keep the station going. It's much appreciated. And you can also buy another from the Roll to Start a merch store. I'm just going to want to take an item. It's much appreciated. So I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to say peace, all of love. I appreciate you. I'll see you at the next show, which is the Indie Experience, where you get none of the best in indie music. Peace, one love. Well, bye now.